My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
We are careening toward In the News coming up. I've got to tell you about Johnny Manziel. I got an email today about Johnny Manziel.
It's old Johnny Football. Is he selling weed?
That's a good guess.
I feel like anytime one of these dudes like goes away, Ric Flair, Mike Tyson,
yeah,
they always come back. They always come back with a cannabis company.
No, but close.
Okay.
Get excited for Johnny Manziel's Hail... oh, my God.
What? Wait.
Johnny Manziel's Hail Mary Pick of the Week. Yep. Yeah. Johnny Manziel has picks.
Okay. So he's a gambler now?
He is joining the Action Network's Big Bets on Campus franchise.
Look, I'm not questioning the Action Network, but is it wise to have a drug addict gambler making gambling picks?
Again, it's all about the Benjamins, baby.
They're going to draw from his experience playing the game. But I know that like Brett McMurphy and Colin Wilson are on both on that podcast, and they're both pretty good.
That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, he's going to be on there with them.
Is it weird that you have a known alcoholic, drug addict, degenerate that's making gambling picks?
Seems healthy to me.
Just asking. Look, I'm just, you know, I'm doing the
Hail Mary pick of the week.
Hey, I'm just asking questions. Do you have to be on an eight ball when you're making those picks?
Well, everybody's got a pick of the week. I mean, you're nobody without a pick of the week.
No.
You know, nowadays. Yeah, it's like everyone has a podcast.
But you got to be hot and walk. That's the new one.
Yeah, I saw that. Buck keeps forwarding that to me, and I'm offended.
Yeah, it's just...
So there's this hot chick.
Oh, we did a whole thing on the Walking Bet Wars on Friday.
Yeah.
And the girl...
and she's got huge boobs, and yeah, she basically walks, and so so her boobies are bouncing up and down for you guys to oogle at while she gives sports picks.
And she has run afoul because there's another hot with slightly less bouncy up tops, but skin tight clothing that also walks
and did it before, so therefore
did it before
she stole
her,
the idea.
And now she's angry that someone with bigger up tops is doing the exact same thing. So,
whose picks would you rather have? Johnny Manziel's hit? God,
you can't say that, can you?
Johnny Manziel's Hail Mary pick of the week.
Yeah,
or the up top picks.
Is it weird that
do you want?
I think I'd take the up tops.
Why is that weird? Is she like a professional or
no?
When she got into that little online tiff, she said she's just a small town girl from Sandwich, Illinois, trying to make it in sports.
And I would say, no offense, but I guess I will take the guy that won a Heisman Trophy. Look, I wouldn't trust either one, but I mean,
I think it's sad that
he did win a Heisman Trophy.
True, and maybe he's good at it. Look, anybody can be, anybody can disseminate pics.
Absolutely.
Anybody. And the sad thing is that there's really no regulation of who can or, I mean.
No.
Will Ortner does it.
Yes.
And the reality is if you disseminate pics, presenting yourself as like you know what you're talking about or you really are confident in what you're thinking, people will bet that stuff. And that's pretty dangerous because
yes,
you gotta, I've always said this about gambling, and I love to sports gamble. I think it's fun. But in my trials and tribulations of gambling over the years, the one thing I've learned, one of the many things I've learned, is never listen to anyone else. Just you're way better off just doing your own homework and betting on what you think.
Yeah.
Because, you know, this girl can go 8-2, and then all of a sudden everybody's talking about that. Well, what does she do over the span of time? Anybody can go 8-2. My dog can go 8-2 if she randomly picks 10 games.
Yeah.
You have to, over time, if you show that you can win games at a, what is it? I think with the professionals even, it's like 55%.
I think
that's considered good. So it's really, a lot of the information, it really bothers me in the sports world now that we're just blanketed with really misleading gambling information. And I don't want to sound like the old man yelling at the clouds, even though I do. But it's, dude, it's dangerous because people are so dumb that they will follow these people's picks when they really have no business doing so.
Yeah. And by the way, someone does correctly point this out because Big Will Betts got very uncomfortable when we were talking about this because the original hot that walks and makes the picks, she hosts a show with Sprague. And then Will sometimes will fill in for Sprague. So that he got very uncomfortable.
Well, I mean, is there a difference between hosting a show and talking about sports and like actually saying, here's my picks, follow me? You know, I mean, I think those are two different things.
No, it was just kind of one of those things that I was just kind of laughing at the idea that, you know, someone's upset because another, and again, this goes back to my honesty thing. You know me, all I ask for is some honesty in your outrage or your love.
Or how about your picks?
Or your picks. And what drives me crazy is that when, I'm not going to talk about the one that hosts with Sprague, but the other gal. It just drives me crazy when people act like anyone follows her for any other reason than she's hot. It's like, whoa, she's so talented walking and making picks. No, she's just hot. And dudes will follow hot people doing just about anything. So that's all I ask for is some honesty. And someone texted and goes, yeah, I don't have a gambling account, but I follow her. Exactly. At least you're being honest about it.
Well, yeah, I don't care about the picks.
Exactly. Just be honest.
Just want to watch your boobs flip.
Yeah. You know, so just, that's all I
ask
for.
That's okay.
It's just just be a little honest about why it is that you do what you do.
Yes, I agree with that. But I have more of a problem with her selling crappy ass pick. Well, maybe she's not selling them.
I don't know.
It's on us to not bet them. But it's like people will, I don't know, it's dangerous, man. People will bet that stuff.
Yeah. But there are really good pundits out there. Like
sure.
Colin Wilson is a dialed in guy.
Yes, but like okay. This is a great example. Have you ever really followed Colin Wilson?
No.
Okay, because their bets, see, the thing with the Action Network, which is good, is they put all of their bets, and I mean
and
everything,
you can see it.
And you can see it. It is
on the app, it's all logged.
It is completely transparent. Those guys do not have a great record, including Colin Wilson. Colin Wilson bets a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I see his stuff. He bets a ton of it. And there are months, weeks, months, where he is awful.
Yeah. Because like
so
you said,
if you're betting him,
you be aware that
yes, it's going to ebb and flow. Now he does know what he's doing. He has a good system.
Yep.
I'm sure he wins over time, but over time is very different than taking a snapshot of some girl who says, "Here's my 10 picks for the week. You should bet these."
Because as you stated many times when we had Brandon Lang on, and that's even people question him obviously, but he always said that if I think it was like 54%, I think it's a Jerry DePoto thing that if you can hit 54% of your picks and you know when to go in with bigger picks, and that's the other one. Being a professional is knowing when to the unit picks, right? It's knowing when to go big on something and when
value, when there's extra value
and when
on
there's
something.
Extra value.
I just pulled up Colin's profile, and so NCAA football, which he's bet a ton. It is his bread and butter. He's got a 4.6% return on investment. So
what is it?
4.6% return on investment. So it doesn't necessarily mean he's hitting 54%, well, but like if you got futures bets that cash, but yeah, I mean that's...
But you have to bet every one of his picks to get that.
Correct.
So any given time, he could be down 20%, he could be up 30%, and you think he's a genius. Just be careful. He doesn't hit like that the time.
As you're stating, please, can we all just... It's fun. We all love doing it, but that's what it is. It's entertainment. It's entertainment. And if anyone tells you that they're going to make you rich...
They are so wrong.
My buddy belongs to a country club, and we go down there, and you want to talk about... Like, sit around a country club table during football season. Oh, my God. It's just...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
They don't know what to do with their money. It's just Thunderdome. They're just the amount of just idiotic bets and wagers for obscene amounts of money that are flying around. I just shake my head. But it's like that. It's just that sort of mentality of someone says something and it's like, we even do it here. Like, I get talked into bets all the time. Buck will have a stat, and I'm like, yep, here we go.
Sounds good.
I bet $20 the other day on Max Homa to win the BMW because we were talking about it. I was like, hey, there's great value there. But again, it's a throwaway. It's fun. It's
we talked to Bartu on Monday. We're going to be betting Vandy and Stanford this
weekend. Yeah, Vandy, Stanford. Yeah, we're going Vandy. Like, let's sign up. Let's go.
Like this guy said, 4.6 ROI. Put your money in a savings account.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's you not can get fun. Better returns on your 401k.
But like, it's not fun.
That's
it's not
right.
fun.
That's
so
exactly
it's like.
Right. But I just think that it's how you present material. It's one thing to be a pundit and present something like, hey, I think there's value on this, or here are some numbers to consider when looking at this game.
Yeah.
And then you go do your own research and you either validate those numbers and really like that bet or not.
Yeah.
It's another to say, here is who I am betting and you should bet this too.
Yeah.
Be really careful with that because anybody can do that and there's no regulation of it and you should not follow just anybody.
And it can be tough.
And if you're going to follow the true pros, you need to follow everything. Single thing that they bet. You can't pick and choose. Otherwise, you're better off just betting your own picks.
Yeah. And at least then if you win or lose, it's on you.
Then it's on you. Then you can sleep better at night. It's like, well, maybe I need a better system. Maybe I'm that crappy. But what happens is people lose and then they go to Colin Wilson
Or
whomever.
Or walkie up top gal.
Yes. And that's dangerous because you have to really stick with them.
Yeah. Otherwise, you are literally just jumping in and being like, oh, this is the one.
Let's
that
hope
I like.
They go. Let's hope they win.
I want to go 12-0 for you.
Yeah. It's just like, that guy. That ought to be illegal. What is that guy's name? And he advertises on our station.
I don't know.
We'll take his money. We have no soul. But my God, that should be illegal.
It's.
I'm going to go 5-0 or your money back. You are not. You never do.
You don't know that. You don't know that he's not
going. He probably doesn't even have picks.
That's it. I'm going 5-0 this weekend. Watch me. 5-0, baby. Dave Bardu convinced me to bet the Jetta and the Bug on Vandy. You in?
Vanderbilt. Who they play?
Vandy. Who was Vandy playing? Vandy was playing.
What?
I got to look it up.
They were a 13-point dog. Was it like South Carolina or something like that?
Yeah, I got to look it up. Yeah,
at least I will say
he
this
totally
about.
Had me on board.
Say this about Bar too. At least he has his own
system
formula.
Yeah,
and he bets.
Yeah, Virginia Tech.
He bets his own formula based on the numbers that it spits out for him.
Yeah, you know what? You know what numbers are going to spit out for me? Big wins with Vandy, 13.5. Let's go.
Plus 390 on the money line if you like it. Sprinkle a little
believe
bit.
Believe me, I'm thinking about it.
Wait, who they playing? Did you say? I'm sorry.
Virginia Tech.
Where's the game?
It's again Vanderbilt.
Yeah. Is their stadium still all jacked up? It was theirs that
First
had all
Bank
the construction,
Stadium,
right?
Nashville, Tennessee. He says that this is his. He literally said, "Hey, we're going back to betting the Jetta and the Bug, and that's all I need." When Dave Bartu tells me Jetta and the Bug, I'm going Jetta and the Bug. Screw you, you hater, Rop. Get on board.
We have a strike. Next, here's Buck.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.